So yeah, we should be going live shortly. Everyone seems to be on the server, just flicking through.
Let's do a little
And here
countdown
we
when it
go.
starts.
We are going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we are live. Sorry, I had to speed up there because I realized I was out of time. Good luck, have funds exchanged. We are on the row. Both teams going to middle. Tonight, analysis of Broda will be performed by X-Fane, and Spar will be... what's his name? Swally, that Scottish one.
I'd do like to mention that Kuki is actually sniping and Fanva is not, so we are down a scout for Spa.
Already we've seen Needy fall to his death. It's not a great start, but Noxious returns with a kill on Makisim. We've got Broda going quite aggressive here. They've already got soldiers over, but Nox... what are they called? Spa are going to push back, but Fanva just comes in and cleans up really nicely then. The remaining Spa players are quite low, and they don't have their medic yet. Yeah, he's gone down, and we've seen an uber pop by Broda. They're going to push forward, surely. They've got to push forward and clean out the final players. But there is a scout behind. He's going to block the cap.
Scout and a soldier behind.
Yeah,
soldier's
the medic
gone
needs
down.
To be careful here. If the medic goes down, that would be crushing for them. But yeah, nice job there by Wiko. Does his job well. And a nice clean take there on the point. They went far more aggressive than Spar. And they're going to push in now.
I think Spa stayed in there slightly too long there. I don't know, they were trying to get a pick on the medic quite desperately. I don't know if just first round
sure.
jitters, I guess.
They need to find their rhythm, I think. Yep, so
but they have
the
they have slowed them down.
Yeah, the Ubers are looking pretty similar. So if I was Spa now, I'd just try and force the Uber and perhaps get out, because this point is notoriously hard to defend once an attacking team is in. And they can force you out quite easily. So the Ubers are ready. We've got an Uber in from Broda with the demo man. Counter Uber, flick back. And no one's died yet. Good testament to both these teams' skill. But are we going to see a soldier go down? Yes, he's got to go down on the point. Yeah, Wicker goes down. Spy need to take this carefully now because they've got quite a few low players. Low scout and low medic. And they don't want to split up either. That's one thing that Broda are doing well. They're sticking together on the top right. Whereas Spar spread out all over the place. Snipers and soldiers and scouts are all messed up. They need to get into a good structure. Fake Uber calls being exchanged there. Perhaps a bit too early, considering they're both on 50%.
I think the thing about this point is you have to play a lot of the height advantage. And also, there's a lot of ways to pull back on this map. The point is very small. So if you attack in, the other team can pull back really quickly and you can waste your whole Uber trying to chase them.
Yeah, for sure. Right, we should see Broda going in now. They've switched to the left-hand side if you're looking towards the point. Spyro holding the traditional defensive at the position at the back.
Kiki sniping up top.
They've got a scout Uber going in. He's charging forward, but he's not getting Ubered, so he's going to have to fall back. Broda have got onto the point, but a counter Uber. They're split up quite a lot here, Broda. We're going to need to see who gets the kills. Chi, kill for each side, but Spar are very low. So are Broda. Kills again for both sides. It's not looking too good for Spar, though. They're going to have to fall out, and they've got the cap. We've already got
yes.
a soldier here, Crocodile, going on, and this has surely got to be a cap for Broda. Having said that, great defensive work there, but too much for Reveril to do on his own. And
yeah.
the first round goes to Broda.
Problem there was they exchanged players, but the problem was that Spaz medic went down, so they couldn't really defend, and they definitely couldn't have hold last.
That's a good point. Yeah, obviously everyone knows here the importance of the medic. So without that constant healing, you're going to have players going down. We've got two scouts again from Broda, whilst Spar continuing the spy. They're not playing too aggressive. We've already got a soldier going in, doing quite a lot of damage here. Noxious goes down, but Cookie strikes first. Oh, double kill on Torden. That was really, really nice there. Broda down to two players, and both are very, very low. They're going to go down, yep, cleaned up. And really, that middle goes to the sniper there. He was absolutely lethal.
They did something totally different on middle, Broda, that is. They should, maybe they should have stayed with their old tactic on going on the right, really.
Interesting.
When you have a sniper as dangerous as Cookie, you can't really afford to mince around in the middle of the point. You're just going to get picked. And...
Yeah, Broda have gone very aggressive. Their soldiers were going very aggressive, so they needed to get some backup from their other heavy classes, but that means going into the sniper fire. Anyway, Spire are going to pick up this point, no problem. Broda are sensible. They haven't got an Uber. They're about 50% behind, so they're going to have to fall out here. And Spire really need to push in. They've got the Uber advantage. Broda is setting up a sentry there, Berserker, classic... Just to try and cause a
Pyro
big distraction.
Here at the start.
Yep, Pyro. And we've got an Uber in. Weaker goes down, probably a bit unnecessarily. They're going to need to take out this Uber now, Spar, because they need to get their other classes in towards the point. They're falling out. We're getting some demo spam, but it's not quite reaching the sentry. And Broda have fallen back. They're not in a great position here, but counter Uber, they've got to push back now. Try and force the enemy out and get themselves a bit of time. Reset the Ubers, because Spar still have a bit of an advantage. But the all-important thing here is not to die. Both teams have done well, especially Spar, to get out alive, considering that Broda have the spawn behind them. Have to watch the train. But they need to build quickly here, Broda do, including a sentry. And they've wheeled out a sniper on defence to try and get a pick. Is it going to be enough, though? Kuki's switched to scout here, so perhaps suggesting that they favour the speed and the capping power of a scout more than a sniper. But this point is definitely one for a sniper, surely, Swally.
I don't know, it's two sides of a very hard to push coin, I guess.
Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you. The Spar Demo Man has gone in, taken a while to get that sentry down, to be honest, and he was the only player there, no backup from his soldiers, so they're just going to get wiped out, and that was a terrible push, really, from Spar. No backup from the soldiers, and if Broda stay close together here and work as a unit, that soldier behind the point, sorry, not sure who he is, it was Mini Moose is going to go down. He didn't have the right kind of backup there, and this point surely should be Spar's. Broda's, sorry. They need to push out because this spawn is quite quick. And yet, already we've seen there's a heavy. Cookie's gone heavy and they've Ubered in. That's the right move. Let a scout cap and go and use your Uber on the enemy while they're unprepared. And Spar doing quite well staying together here. But they're going to have to concede that point. And that was some good counter work there by Broda.
Very good. This map, the last two points, they play very similar to like Fastlane, where it's very easy to defend but very hard to push out.
Yeah, for sure. Spar have actually got an Uber advantage here, so if they avoid the mistake they made last time of hanging around and just get straight in, they could have a slight advantage, but this is a hard point to attack, so I'm going to be interested to see how they manage to do it. They're looking like they're going in on the left-hand side, but they're taking a bit of spam, and Broda know where they are. Broda instead are sitting up top left with their medic, so they're holding quite far forward. I mean, Torden is sitting in the water room and he couldn't escape easily there if Spar pushed in, but he's got an Uber now, so I could see some interesting tactic here. Don't normally see teams holding this far forward, but anyway, Spar are in the ramp room, but Needy goes down. That's big. That's one of their heavy classes, their soldier going down, and they're gonna fall out. Yeah, when you get to this level, you don't want to push in without one of your soldiers. You're just not going to get the damage on. You can't juggle the enemy medic or cause any problems. And
Minimus is still behind him here, so Broda can't really push up yet. They have to take him out.
Ah, right. I didn't see that. Good addition there.
I really do like this defensive position by Broda. They can easily defend both sides, which is I'm really impressed with.
Yeah, it's a nice position, because considering Torden has no medic pack there that he can heal himself up with, compared to the packs where teams normally set up. Now, he's in a very vulnerable position, but it's doing well. Now, Spar have switched. They're now pushing in on the right side. And Torden is going to have to be forced to Uber. Yep, he's Ubered now. Spar haven't Ubered yet. They've done well. They've Ubered now. Broda are going to have to fall back on this right-hand side. They're getting juggled, though. And Weko falls to his death. That's some nice work there. And Broda are going to fall out. They might try and put a defence on this. Surely there's a bit of a scout battle going on at forward spawn, but Spar have done really well there. Nice rotation. Took Broda a bit off guard. And Torden only had one soldier. Once that Uber was out, he got juggled and fell to his death. So Spar, the Ubers are pretty much exactly the same, so they're surely going to build this because they can't get in on that door, which is always constantly sticky by a demo man, as you can see Makasim doing now. They're going to have to wait for this Uber. Both teams building it. We're going to see a sentry going up again from Fanva and a sniper. So Broda wheeling out the full defence.
Yeah, having an SG on this last point is a very common thing to do, because if you push the right hand, well, the left hand side if you're on defense. If the attacking team pushes that side, then they get spammed a lot. But if they try and push the long ramp, they have to deal with the SG. It's a very hard point to push.
Yeah, definitely. Kuki goes down there, bit careless. When you're trying to attack a point, the last thing you need is scouts going down because you need your flanks protected. You don't want to see a Broder scout going on a back cap. We've got a soldier here, Cockadil, taking a sneaky position up in the top right-hand corner. And a soldier goes down there. Nice shot from Berserker. Broder perhaps here could push back. They've got this sentry on last. They're going to know if anyone pushes, and they've got taken a soldier and a scout out. Unfortunately, they haven't. They're not going to take that risk. Perhaps Kuki comes back and returns the favour, taking out Fanver. So the engineer is down, and that sentry is going to get picked off, surely. It's already low. It's on fire, so a bit of spam. Yeah, we see some spam coming in. Train took one of the rockets there, but Kuki gets taken down by a soldier. And the sentry gun goes down. Uber's popped. Train's making life a bit awkward for teams. Spar soldier gets blown around, and he's behind enemy lines. He's got to go down. He's on the point, but he's low, and he gets taken out here. And Broder in a far, far better position to push here. Spar have lost four of their players, and Broder have a pyro. But Mini Moose there, nice work. He was camping in a corner. Broder weren't thinking, and they've lost Torden. Now, Chi is already spawned, so if he can get on healing, which he is, he's going to build up a significant Uber advantage, probably by about 20%. So Broder perhaps going to try and edge forward because the Spar defense isn't that strong. It's just a soldier medic demo, no scouts. The demo isn't. He's got stickies on the other door, but you can't see them. So they're holding on the left-hand side as you look at the point from middle. But they could be flanked here.
Broder made a nice change to crits over here. So you're going to go see some aggression from Broder from now on?
That's a good spot, yeah. Because Torden died, so he's going to be behind. So to get that Uber up quickly, he's switched to crits. Got some sniping on the right-hand side from Cookie. He's
I don't
not
know
seeing
if I
anyone,
like
though.
This switch to crits.
You've
oh,
seen,
wow.
Broder pushing out on the right-hand side, though. Left, sorry. Torden gets a nice kill. And it's actually very, very even somehow. There were battles going on both the right and left. Fanver takes out Reveril, so we should see Broder pushing onto this middle point. There is a demo man there. And yeah, Fanver is running on. Doesn't realise there's a demo man behind him. Needs to clear that up and get the kill and get the cap. And Spara arriving. Train takes out Kuki. He's going to be annoyed with that because he was running along trying to get onto the point. But Broder arriving now in some force. Two scouts and medic. And the crits is popped. We're going to need to see some kills here or else it's all going to be wasted. They're going to get a cap, but Fanver becomes the second victim of the
wow.
train in this game.
Wow.
And Reveril wow. makes the third. Talk about commentator's curse. Broder perhaps need to thank the train for that. They pick up two kills by the train and they're going to move straight in on the right.
Doesn't matter Jeez. How good your aimbot is, you can't get away from trains.
Yeah, that's totally right. They're switching to the left, though, from the looks of things. Demo's holding top right. But Spar do have an Uber advantage, so if they pushed out now, considering that it's crits as well, Broder are in a great position. They lose Crocodile, so they might want to think before pushing, but then they do have this crits. They need to use the surprise element of the crits, and we see a demo man going, crits is popped, takes out Noxious. Is he going to get taken down? Cookie gets taken down. Counter Uber on the ramp side. Broder are going to fall out, but Spar are going to push them, but only with a soldier. They need more backup, really. Broder can probably out deathmatch Spar, I would probably say, and Needy goes down there unnecessarily. Berserker gets killed in return, but Minimoose goes down. So Spar, two alive, two have just spawned. It's a scout and a medic compared to a soldier and a medic and a scout on that point. Demoman's going to try and block it, but I'd be surprised if he just doesn't fall out now. He should do. He's going to get taken down, surely, with some good spam. And yet, there he goes. Unnecessary, really, because you need the Demoman defending this last point. And the crits is popped. Broder pushing in on the ramp. They need to get some kills here because they're in a bad position. Massive Sun goes down. Almost saw another train kill.
Oh, saved by the train.
Yeah, all three players, including a pyro on the point. And it is really a save by the train. I'm surprised none of the Broder players have jumped over, but they've only got one soldier, sorry. So now it's going to play out. The demo man's arrived. He's going to take out Torden. How stupid to hang around on that ramp because you're so vulnerable to spam there. and Wicker goes down as well. So Chi with Uber has got a chance to push back here. They might go in with the Pyro. They've got a demo, and they could lock out. Oh, there we go. Noxious goes down. Some nicely hidden stickies, and they're pushing in. But Minimoose again, the soldiers going Rambo and not providing the demo with backup. And it's a fairly crap push, I have to be honest, from Spa there. They've lost four of their players. And Broder can just walk into this point now as we're seeing two soldiers coming in with a demo and the medic. And this has got to be Broder's point. Just a medic alive. Yeah, there we go.
Your problem is you do need a very, very clear cut and dry advantage when you're pushing into that second point. Yeah. If you can't push if you only have a very slight advantage. And once they lost Noxious, they should have thought, nah, we're not going to get the second point, let's back up.
Yeah, Noxious sure dying it. There was a big error. I mean, he didn't see the stickies, but perhaps Chi should have just Ubered in out of principle, and that would have been avoided. We've seen Cookie Ghost Sniper again. And they're playing a bit more defensive, probably, Spa. They're sitting right back to try and cover him so that a scout can't pick him off. Broder, both teams very, very hesitant. Torden, though, is still running the crits. So we're going to see a crits. Yeah, crits is popped. He needs to pick up a few frags here before they get Uber. Chi's on 90%. Noxious goes down. Needy kills Berserker. But then, here we go. Broder's deathmatch coming in. And they clean up. Just Chi alive. He's not going to be able to charge that Uber. And already Broder are on the second point. What happened there? I mean,
I think the problem was that they were playing for Cookie to get picks, but that means that they had to sit back and they didn't really think about the crits
Broder
coming from
Broder. Already on the last point. The train is coming. It's blocking Spa from getting out. We've got spawn camping going on here, and Chi's Ubered out, but he's not even going to be able to get to the point because of a train. And that is literally a Rickroll round. X-Fane, you're watching Broder. What did they do right there?
Well, like I said, they went on the right again and they just waited for the crits instead of going on the left. Like the second round, they went on the left, they lost it. The first round and just the last round again, they went on the right and they won it. Just waited for the crits and then took out the sniper first and everybody jumped in.
Yeah, Cookie's switched back to scout. So perhaps a sign that he doesn't feel it's working. We've got aggressive moves from the demo man and soldier of Broder. They've post-pushed over. Cookie goes down, Wecker goes down, Reveral goes down, and Broder already on the point. The medic here, Torden, is very, very low. Manages to get the health pack, but Minimoose is the only one alive. He's the only one who's gone aggressive, and he's the only one who's looked like doing any damage. Torden there went very, very low on health, and he had to pick up a health pack, but surely, if you're Spa, you need to be thinking, we're 3-0 down, we need to go more aggressive on this middle point, surely, Swally.
Hey, they just got completely out deathmatch there and completely out aggressive?
Yeah, well, that is literally all that Broder are doing. They've capped the second point because there's no defence. And Spa have wheeled out a Pyro to try and blast them back on this ramp, which could be quite amusing if it works. But she's on 16% Uber. Broder have Ubered in. They need to get off this ramp because the Pyro is actually doing a really, really good job there. Spa doing a great job, taking out four. Torden is on his own, apart from a scout. They're going to have to fall back. And Spa, could we see a counter-attack here? They're going to get this point, definitely. They need to push on, though, and try and block that spawn because, yep, two of Broder have spawned, a soldier and a demo. They can come in and cause some havoc here if they can pick up a few frags. Yeah, demo man coming in, doing quite a lot of damage on Chi. He's very, very low. And this is where Spa need to be careful. If they split up, they could all go down.
Yeah.
We've already got the Spa demo man pushing, but he's alone. He needs backup. A scout arriving now. Chi is on 90% Uber, and Torden 60 to 70%, 70% now. And they're doing well. They're just falling out here. They know they can't defend this. We've got a soldier going in Rambo here, but he should get cleaned out. Doesn't. And Spa are finally pushing with a bit more momentum. Need to heal up and stay together, though. It's probably I'm saying this far too much, but they are splitting up a lot. Their demo man is far further forward than their soldiers, and he needs their backup to finish off the damage that he does. Now, let's see which side they go in. They're pushing top right. Are Broder holding the water room? No, they're not. They're falling back. Both teams have got Uber, and the Uber's triggered from Spa. They're pushing in. Torden holding a very aggressive position, and he's only Ubering the soldier, now Ubering the demo. They clean out Needy. And Spa are going to have to fall back again. Yet again, the soldier, who is it? Minimoose isn't pushing in with them. And Noxious goes down. So they've lost Spa, their demo and their soldier. they're going to have to think of some new way to push in, because at the moment they're just dying. Cookie goes down again, and Broda, as we've seen, are doing really well at counter-attacking. They've got a demo man pushing in, scouts taking on the other scouts. Yeah, Reveril goes down, and Spar, although they've got two soldiers there, are probably just going to have to fall back. There's already a strong capture point presence, and Crocodile goes aggressive just to put the nail in the coffin and force Spar to retreat. And Broda here, two rounds away from finishing. There's 10 minutes left. It is possible, but they need to rickroll this Spar if they want to have any hope of coming back and making this a respectable scoreline. Both teams coming in. Uber popped on the ramp. They're multi-Ubering. Soldier manages to get out from behind, and Broda fall out. Well, Demoman could go down here. Yep, Noxious goes down. That's a big kill for Broda. No stickies. They can push in this point nicely. Needy goes down as well, but there's a soldier behind on the medic. Is he going to get him? He needs to get him. No, he falls back into spawn, and Broda are on this point already. They know there's a soldier behind him, but yeah, he's dropped out. He didn't change spawn. He's already low, and he gets cleaned up. Takes out Fandra in the process, but it's not really worth it. And Broda can just push on here. There's a pyro. Spara wheeling out the pyro again, and the demo man's there, so they should be able to hold this for a few seconds until the rest of their team spawns in five. But Broda are on 70% Uber. They've got a massive Uber advantage. They've got to push in.
Problem here is Broda is completely outplaying Span every single aspect of the game. Deathmatch, teamwork, everything, so...
Yeah,
I don't know.
For
I don't.
Sure.
I don't see, unless they make some big changes. I don't see them.
Soldier and Demo going aggressive for Broda here. Uber's popped. The medic goes down there. Nice work from Crocodile. Both soldiers are still alive. All the heavies, but they're gonna go down. They're too weak. They're stuck behind the point. Yeah, and six down apart from Minimoose. Sorry, and Broda are just rickrolling it. X-Vane, your thoughts?
Well, Broda's just doing really nice, and I think the switch from a cookie to a scout again hasn't worked out so far for him on middle. Broda just can go really aggressive without any cover from the sniper, so they can take out a lot of players. I mean,
Fandva is definitely doing very well at the moment, cleaning up a lot of the kills around the game, and. Have we got a crit? No, we haven't got a crit, but Broda are going aggressive round the side, and they've pretty much sandwiched Spar. Spar, Cookie and Reveril are incredibly low, as is Noxious. And Torden does go down, so they've done well there, but it's just two scouts. Both probably have got no more than 50 HP combined versus a soldier and a scout, and both go down. Again, the deathmatching ability of Broda does well. And they're going to pick up this point, and really now they've got 7 minutes... They could finish it off with the next good push, but are we going to see Spar try and turtle it, get a sentry up, try not to lose 5-0?
No, they can't afford to do that. Like, just go for broke. Like, there's no point in just sitting turtling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to get some points on the board.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. They've got nothing to lose. Perhaps it's the Source TV effect, you know?
Mm.
They knew people were going to be watching. Or is it just simply that Broda were always going to be stronger? They don't care about the crowd.
The thing with Freight on middle, especially, you have to play you have to play aggressively, or you're
going to
be sitting
agree.
On the back foot. And unless you're a lot better than the other team, you're going to lose.
Yeah. Spar putting in some nice spamming. They forced an early Uber, and. Crocodile jumps in. He's a bit isolated. He could get taken down here. Yeah, he does. There's a counter Uber, and Spar are pushing up left. Crucially, they're doing it together, and Needy does really well there. He's had the demo behind him, not doing too much damage, but he was at least there to help if he needed him. And Spar finally pushing together as a unit. They've got a scout and a soldier. Needy needs to stay alive now, because if he gets picked off, he's the engine of this push. And Cookie comes and cleans up. That was a really nice push there from Spar. There is a backcap going on, but with times 8, there's no chance that they're going to lose it. So whoever it is backcapping there has got an awkward job of getting themselves on the right side of this defensive line. Spar moving forward. They're switching to the left-hand side. Chi has 70% Uber. Torden has none. He's just started charging after he's respawned. And they're in on the left, Spar. There's a little bit of spam, not too much. Soldier in behind. He gets manages to get Chi. Sorry, I didn't even notice that. That's really poor from Spar. They knew there was someone behind. And there's a back cap on middle as well, so they've been completely sandwiched. The capture goes down on middle. Noxious gets taken out. Needy is low, and he's going to get killed surely on this point. He's on 8 HP. He manages to pick up a kill on Weko, though. Well done. And Minimoose there. The soldiers combining well. But the back cap is still going on. And Berserker here could be going for Hero. If he can manage to kill this scout, he does. But Reveril comes in and cleans up. They're going to cap this second point. But not before all of Broda, except Berserker, comes in to start attacking. Broda coming in with the crits. Top right, Noxious and Chi down. There's a scout behind. He's going to go down, surely. No, manages to escape, but really nice use of the crits there. And Kaida's calling GG. It does look pretty much over. Soldiers going in aggressive. Demoman. Scouts. It's all up to the scouts. Who is that? Cookie had a chance to save it, but not able to. And GGs are called. Wow. 5-0. Not quite sure we were expecting that.
Yeah. Just... Spy did not play how they should have played. They should have been aggressive. As aggressive as Broda, if not more. The problem is that Spad just sat back and waited for Broda to do what they needed to do.
Definitely. Yeah, they didn't make a move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when you're playing against someone, a team that is as good at deathmatching as yourself, then you have to kind of, I don't know, like,
for sure.
I feel that the winner, that you, to win Frace, you have to set the pace. To win Frace? To win Frey, you have to set the pace.
There's a lot of guys disconnecting.
I just didn't do that.
They hope they know that there's a second map on Gorge here. So don't disconnect. We're carrying on Gorge. There's lots more to see. Gorge is going to be a really interesting map because this could be where Cookie redeems himself. He didn't do so well in that game. He wasn't able to get picks. He had to switch back to Scout. But on Gorge, perhaps he could redeem himself. As I said, it's a big open map. Prime for a good sniper. And perhaps Spar need to think about the draw. I totally agree there that they waited for Cookie to try and get all the kills and almost expected him to carry them, which clearly wasn't a great game plan. X-Fane, what do you think is going to happen on Gorge?
Gorge? Well, I have no idea, actually. We've played it a couple times as Falco Brigade, but I think we're going to see people holding inside maybe as defense instead of directly at the gate. Mm-hmm. But, well, hopefully a sentry as well. But I can't really say much more about it. I mean, if you get rolled on Gorge, like on the first point, your medic gets taken down. You're not going to hold second. That's what I've like seen and experienced, as I would like to say.
Yeah.
So, basically, my analysis of Gorge is that it's another like very, very sniper heavy map. If you have a good sniper, you can lock down this map. But like, I mean, I don't know if these guys have thought of up any free tactics, but I know this.
Well,
you can get a lot of nice little teleporter spots, and if the other team doesn't spot them on attack, they can get surprised. And well, there's a lot of interesting things that can happen on this map.
We've done a few coverage games of Gorge here on EZF2R Radio, and generally the consensus is that the team that's more prepared and that's played more wins, because you do need tactics. This is like Gravel Pit in terms of structure. You need to capture A, then you capture B, and it's attack and defense. And teams that have thought of some strats, that know their positions, that have got some good class choices and know when to push and fall back, generally do far, far better than teams that just try and approach it as a death match, because often in those kind of situations, players lose discipline. They pick up sniper or spy because they think they can be a hero on it. It fails, and then you don't have enough people to push. And I think for me personally, one of the things that makes an attacker defense a good attack and defense team is discipline, knowing that they need to keep all their players alive so that when they push, they've got everyone on hand to help attack the point. And often that can be the downfall of some teams, so it'll be interesting to see how this shapes up.
Yeah, there's a lot of positioning needed in this map. As long as you have a decent position and everyone knows their role within the game, then whichever team is more prepared will win.
Sure. Well, before we start, we might as well finished discussion. Right, we hadn't nominated an MVP for that map. I don't know, Xfane, who you thought played particularly well. You were watching Broda more closely than Spar. Who would you say, obviously with Broda winning, was part of their success?
Well, I would say Torden or Makisim.
Cool. So Torden the medic there and Makisim the demo. Am I right? Maxim was the demo?
Yes, Maxim was the demo.
So why are you picking those guys?
Well, they just did a lot of stuff on crucial moments. Like, Maxim took down a couple of players a lot of time when Spa just Ubered in, you know? Like, when they just switched Uber, he would just sticky them up and take them out. On just those crucial moments, they would do better, like Torden with the crits, just surviving in the middle of all the spam. I mean, even the medic deserves a shout out, and it's definitely Torden that did a very nice game.
Yeah. How about you, Swally? You are focusing on Spa more, but I'd be surprised, to be honest, if you could nominate an MVP from Spa.
Yeah, I'd say Crocodile as my MVP as a soldier. He did frag very hard, so yeah. But also, Torden did play well. He made the right decisions.
I think probably, considering how much of a team effort it was from Broda, we'd have to give them a sort of team MVP, because we were talking throughout the game that one of the defining factors for Torden and for Broda was the fact that they were working as a team. Their heavies were moving together, their scouts cleaned up, they constantly were going aggressive on the point with scouts capping and the heavies pushing on to continue doing damage. So perhaps considering that we can't come to one person, except for maybe mutual agreement of Torden, it's a bit of a team effort.
Yeah, let's obviously. Just say Torden. Let's just say Torden.
Okay, after my ramblings, let's just go. Thanks for that, Swally.
Sorry, man. That's what I'm here for.
Have her away.
So, have we got any shout-outs? Oh, no. We're going live. Never mind.